podcast has changed my life.
Chad, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
I also should clarify, I feel nothing towards presents. If you got me a good present outside of birthday and Christmas, it would mean the world to me. But you're only doing it out of obligation on those dates.
This takes crazy.
No, honestly, because it's like you wouldn't be doing it unless it was.
Yeah.
But it's like if you came to me mid-June and you're like, hey, I've thought about this thing that you really need, it would mean the world to me.
I disagree. I reckon if I came to you in June and spent like $70 on something that I knew that you wanted, I think you'd feel awkward. You'd be like, why are you buying me a present?
I'd be like, Tom, thank you so much.
No, you'd be like, oh my God, should I get him a present?
No.
Why are we getting each other weird
presents? That's what it's like. It feels like a transaction, that thing, on birthdays or Christmas. Because if you got me a present for Christmas, I haven't got you anything.
No.
I would then, but if you got me something, I'd be like, fuck, I'm going to have to get Tom something.
Totally.
Or if you got me something for my birthday.
Okay, we're not talking about that though.
That's still transactional.
I don't think so. I think there is an obligation there, definitely, but that doesn't take away from how nice it is. And I think the reason for that is there's a spectrum of what's appropriate, right? So for a birthday.
Yes.
I mean, a 30th is a good example of where maybe you should spend a bit more.
Yes.
You know, like a significant birthday, but depending on what the birthday is or at Christmas. And based on the context of like, you know, what family you're in, you know, different families have different traditions with like how much they're spending or whatever. But once you've got a vibe of that, let's say there's a minimum of like $20, not very thoughtful.
Yep.
To, you know, $100. So we're talking value is one factor, but then also like the thoughtfulness, like does it like, is it a reference to something that you've said that you like, or is it thoughtful about kind of what you're doing next year? My sister's going overseas next year, for example. So some of the things I've got her about, like for her trip,
Of course.
If I just got her like a random book that I can't even explain what it is. It's just, oh, this is a novel.
Yes.
That's less of a good gift than like some.
Of course.
Right. So then wouldn't the meaningfulness of the good gift touch you, even though, because it was above and beyond what was obligated?
I guess so, yes. But I'm still saying, it's still falling under the banner of like society telling you to give me a gift.
So yeah,
on those specific days.
But compliance with societal expectations can still be beautiful, can't it? Don't you think? So anything that's required of you.
No, I'm just saying, of course it's nice, Tom. I'm saying, of course it's nice, but it's like, do it on the spirit. Like, just have, if you have a vibe one day and you wake up and you're like, Sam needs
this, you're just basically saying
Sam needs
gifts.
A new iPhone.
Outside of the context of the,
I would love a gift outside of the.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time someone gave me a gift.
This is like what a 7-year-old boy
would
say. A lift home
would help.
This is the take of a 7-year-old
I would
boy.
Take no presents at Christmas or birthday.
For random ones. Okay. See, now we're talking. But then it would be the same obligation because it would be a Christmas-based obligation. But then you've just told this person, look, I don't want
Christmas.
No,
I'm talking about a world where I come into and I can make a choice.
Yeah.
Whether Christmas and birthday.
But no one else knows what the trade
is. No one else knows, but they tell me before I'm born.
Okay, God is like, oh. Yeah. There is a thing called Christmas. And yes, there is an obligation socially to give gifts, but only on one specific day. Would you like to split them apart? You're like,
I'd say, God. This is a great deal. Give me one second to think.
I don't even speak English
yet. I'm 8 months old.
I'm a baby.
But I think already it would be nicer if just I got a random tap on the shoulder saying, here you go, mate. This is a new wallet. Because I've noticed.
Like variety is the spice of life.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know. I get it. I think I disagree. I think part of the point of it now as well, I think my interest in gifts has decreased the older I've gotten.
Oh, totally.
Like, obviously peaks when you're, what do you reckon, like 8 or something?
No, well, my girlfriend did a happy dance today because we're going to do presents tomorrow. And she like, I won't sleep properly tonight knowing I've got. So she's 27. So she's like, she's still into the present idea in a big way. Whereas I reckon for me after 12 or something, the teenage years were like not.
Well, at that point, I feel like the quality of presents went down as well. Like, because I'm thinking in terms of my upbringing, who I got presents from. It was parents and then some aunties. And so the parents' gifts were always pretty good, to be honest. Like,
you get a bike or something.
Oh, I mean, that's, you know, early. But then I'm talking into teens. You'd get, like, you know, NBA 2K or whatever to play on computer
that's
or
good.
Something. Like
that's
a computer computer game or something that you kind of like. There was always something. Or Guinness World Records.
You know what's good about those ages? It's because at 15, you're still under no real obligation to give anything.
None.
maybe you have to do something, but it's like you're still a kid. You don't have an income source. So it's like you are getting the presents you'd get as an adult, like a partner level present.
Totally.
With no obligation to give anything.
And you hate obligations more than anything. I remember.
No, I like giving presents as well. Don't get me wrong.
No, me too. I feel like that's now the better bit. I remember being like 14, 13, and I think it was either Christmas or my dad's birthday coming up, and my mum was asking me whether I was going to get my dad something. And I remember looking
at... Wait, how old are you? Sorry?
Maybe like 15.
Okay.
And I was... Because I think around that time, yeah, the obligation had kicked in to just get something.
Something. You know, wouldn't have to be good. Be that much, yeah.
But I remember looking around my room and being like... I had like this little wooden box that I put random shit in. I'm like, what about that? I could give him that. And I remember my mom saying...
You're re-gifting.
Yeah, I remember my mom saying, well, I mean, he got you that. So it's probably not ideal. As a like, he got you that 3 years ago. But like, that, I don't remember where any of the shit comes from. Dude, in my mind, it's just mine.
My mum got my sister last year the same book she got her the year before.
Fucking hell. What book?
Oh, I don't know. Some boring book.
How to improve your memory.
How to be better at gift giving.
How to accept the fucking worst gifts in the world. With
I reckon
face.
She potentially could give it for a third. Like, she should at this point for a good bit. Like, just give it and then have another backup present.
I mean, it's one of those things where you, if you get someone's name wrong or something, like one thing you could do is you could admit, let's say I called you Timmy.
Sure.
And then you're like, my name's Sam. I could be like, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm joshing around. Timmy.
Yeah, Timmy. Yeah,
and then
the
next few times I see you, I've got to go like, Timmy, to like make it look like it was all
And then it becomes
deliberate.
A whole thing.
It's a whole thing. So you just, I agree. You got to keep giving the book. My dad's partner, I gave some sort of like body shop soap to last Christmas.
I mean, I've done that a million times.
Totally. I mean, pretty standard, you know, middle-aged woman, good gift in my mind.
Easier to buy for than like if you like a man of that age.
Totally.
What do you get them? Ladder or something.
Ladder.
Honestly, what do you buy?
Are you trying
to
kill your dad?
I get my dad a bottle of whiskey.
Long, thin ladder.
A bottle of whiskey. I get him that every year. If I got the ladder.
Yes.
A few drinks. Up the ladder. Bang. I inherit the Taunton fortune.
Where are we now?
I succeed to the top of the family.
I must have just done the same kind of decision-making process because I got my dad's partner this gift, some stuff from Body Shop, and I remember her opening it, this is last year, and saying, oh, great, thanks. Oh, this is lovely. And great because it's I still have some. I'm running out from the gift last year, which was the same thing. So,
Tom,
great.
Tom. And then do you play it then? Like, no, you're like, that was the plan. Totally. I thought you'd be running low.
Just so in time to refill.
I'm topping you up.
Exactly. But, dude. Like, that's... I mean, it's clear that... Because most of my gift purchasing... like process is just going to a Westfield and wandering around and like seeing where my gut takes me.
Totally.
And like both times I've just wafted into a body shop, walked
so
around.
So you did that on your own accord. Yeah. I would normally ask a woman in my life what to buy for another woman.
No, it's fun to select. This is the only opportunity you get to go into like female stuff and have a look at
stuff.
Dude,
actually, I went into Mecca the other day.
Exactly.
You know, Mecca.
Yeah. When else are you in there?
There's also like 45 women working. Like they all look the same.
And happy to see you.
Pounce on you. And they're like, and you're like, I want something with my girlfriend. And they're like, come with me, you dumb little fuck.
Totally. And it would, and I think they're going to be more accepting of you around Christmas time because they know what's going on. Whereas if you go in there in like February or something, it's like, you could be a pervert.
Could be a pervert, for sure.
Particularly in like female clothing spots. Dude, I feel like maybe 10% of the men that go in there are there for a sniff or something.
I've wanted to buy sexy underwear for partners in the past. My current girlfriend as well. But it's like, I wouldn't. It's too scary, those female underwear stores.
Interesting. You've never done it?
Well, I remember, I think I'm scarred, because I remember once when I was like 12. I was.
What are you doing in there?
No, I was with my mum in Kmart.
Yeah.
And we were just
That's
walking
where all the best
through.
Lingerie is actually
Dude,
purchased.
I know. Trust me. But we were just, I was just following her, probably not paying attention. And then I thought I was standing next to her. And then I looked up, she's gone. And I'm just alone in the female, like, underwear section.
Oh,
and I remember, like, there was just, like, another lady there kind of looking. Because I was probably a bit, half a man, like, almost a man.
Totally.
And I think I'm still scared. The whole idea of being a man looking at female underwear, I think, still freaks me out.
Totally. I mean, me too. I just did it once. And then once you break the seal, you're
like,
allowed to
fun.
Be in there. It's a bit fun. And everyone knows what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're there to buy it for a partner. It's fine.
Totally.
Unless you're one of the 10%.
They're buy for yourself.
Well, I mean, oh, that's the other. Yeah, some people would want to wear it themselves. Dude, that's true. That's another category.
Did I ever tell you? I might have even said it on this podcast years ago. One of my first ever jobs, I worked at Just Jeans, right? In when I was like 18, didn't last very long. But one day at the shopping center, it was they had to shut it down because a man was going into all the retail stores, taking clothes, jerking off onto them in the change room, and then putting them back on the rack.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Jerking off onto them.
Yep.
Putting female clothing.
Yep.
And then being like, oh, I'm done with this.
I'm putting it back on the rack.
Because he would have been turned on by the thought, I suppose, then, of someone putting it on and dealing with his semen.
But it's also like, semen. I was, at the time, I was like, this is obviously gross. But now I'm like, how many times could this guy have
How did you find out about this?
The police turned up.
Who raised the alarm?
So another store did. Police came and they were like, has anyone been trying on? And we were like, oh, yeah, people.
Yeah.
They go around, look, bang, few items of clothes.
Oh, my God. And then they find the clothes.
On my watch.
You were the one working?
No, but the store manager was there, thank God.
Do you remember the man?
I don't know who did it. But I felt straight away that I had to be like, it wasn't me.
Totally.
I had to be like, oh, I haven't been in the change rooms.
Totally.
Even I'm working. It's all on camera. But like.
Yeah. And you're 18, you're two. I mean, if you do want to deny something, I think the first thing you say being, it wasn't me, I didn't do it, like, that's not good. Just shut up.
It wasn't me. Yeah. Although at 18, I feel like if you're doing that, your sexuality is probably like. So formed.
You're right, that's the behaviour of a middle-aged man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
at not the very youngest.
An 18-year-old wouldn't even think of that as an option to do. This is like some 50-year-old guy who's tried everything else.
I think I'm going to be missionary till I'm 25. I don't think I need to be going into weird.
Missionary's great. Oh. I can't even think of anything past missionary.
If seeing a woman in the underwear that this guy's using for his kind of weird purpose would be plenty.
It wasn't even underwear. It was like women's jeans and stuff.
God. That's something. I mean, there's a lot of perverted things that you hear people doing that I kind of, it's not like I understand really.
Yeah.
But I kind of intellectually get how it could be sexually arousing. And I think like a foot fetish is a good example. It's like, I'm not attracted to feet, but like I'm attracted to, you know, other things about a woman. So I kind of just can transpose.
But isn't that all things?
Onto a foot.
Totally.
But. This one.
Jerking off under the clothes.
He doesn't even get to be there when they see.
But I imagine, and see, this is a problem when you out loud try to kind of justify what he's, not justify, rationalize what he's done.
No, it's not about justification, it's about understanding.
Understanding. It's like the thrill for him probably was jerking, like putting it back on the rack. That's probably all
I mean, the orgasm would be, they'd be one of his favorite parts.
I reckon the orgasm is secondary. I think that's necessary.
Really?
He
puts it on,
and then he jerks off again at home.
Just thinking that he's out there.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, there could be, it's, you know, those doctors that put their semen in.
Patients?
Well, no, just the people who, the doctors who oversee sperm banks. I think around the world, there's been several cases where the doctor has been putting their own semen in there.
Yeah.
And then having like lots and lots of kids as a result, right?
Oh my God.
Which I think is partly like a.
Is that legal?
No. Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
all
it's
right.
Encouraged.
Yeah, okay, sure.
But no, I think part of that, it's like a God complex kind of like, I'm out, you know, obviously that's a bit more literal. It's like, I've got children out there in the world. My legacy is going to be strong.
Yeah.
It's maybe like a downplayed version of that where it's like, I'm out there, you know, it's almost like a dog like pissing on a.
A territory thing, you think?
Yeah.
I spread like myself.
My cum's over there. It's
all
over
across
there.
Stockland, Nowra Fair.
Exactly. Exactly. That's fucking my Westfield, mate. It's my Westfield. I reckon that might be part of it. The other thing that I remember looking up was, you know, flashes. So there's, again, often middle-aged to older men who walk around in trench coats and then they're not wearing anything under the trench coat and they go flash, often young women. I mean, most of the stories I've heard of people doing that, it's been like female friends when they were like 16 or something. It's awful.
Totally.
And then they just see some guy's weird penis and then he'll run away. I always wondered, I suppose, what they're getting out of that. Specifically, do they want the woman that they flash to think they're attractive? Do they want them to go, oh.
Great dick,
fantastic, thank you.
Want to see more.
Yeah, like, and in their minds, is it going to Like, is the woman going to go, oh, what are you doing later? Like, you know.
Right.
Is this going to lead to them dating?
So you honestly thought they were, like, doing, like, a sample product?
Well,
a trade fair type thing.
Hear me out. I wondered whether it was that, or I suppose the other thing is, are they looking for disgust? Are they hoping that the woman's like, ugh, gross? Because often that is obviously the reaction. It's surprising and it's not a very sexual context for them.
And then they're like, you're a dirty little pig.
Are they getting off on the disgust, and is that part of it, right? And my opinion when I was thinking about this was that it was the second one probably, because that's what happens like 99% of the time, surely, is that you get... So like...
Obviously the humiliation.
Maybe the humiliation is part of the sexual gratification. I looked it up. I forget the percentages, but it was like 80%, 20% or something. It was on the wiki for flashes. It made this distinction between...
You've been on that. You've backed it.
Yeah.
Jesus. Incognito, surely.
No. How many flashes? I feel like that's almost proof you're not a flasher. If you're a flasher, you're not typing in. You're not going to the wiki.
I
reading
would.
About it. You're like...
I would try to find a community edits. For other flashes.
Yeah, that's a forum, not a wiki. Making edits.
Oh, the best flasher sometimes, is Tom Cashman.
Sometimes they like it when this happens, specifically. But yeah, there were two kind of big types. And yeah, the vast majority of them want people to be impressed with their nudity.
No, I refuse to. How are they collecting this data? I just refuse to believe that.
I should get it up.
Because what, so people, I assume, that are arrested for flashing, are they? Or they did a survey of people that like the flash?
It's a great question of how they got the data, and I don't think that was clear.
I got flashed once when I was a kid.
You got flashed?
Kicking the footy with another kid.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
A man ran onto this field, came over and flashed us. We were young boys. Oh, I mean,
just
maybe he was practicing.
Were you in the pro leagues?
Dude, it was just me and kicking a footy.
So that's an amateur soccer and some amateur...
Flashing.
Some amateur streaking.
Maybe he was... Yeah, he was
getting
practicing.
Ready for the game
Saturday. Might have watched like a professional do it at the cricket run, and he's like, I'd love to do that, but I need to work my way up.
We're all down at the park practicing, mate.
Dude, exactly.
We're just practicing different things.
He was pretty good. Like, he came in, he was quick, he was out of there.
Streaker? Yeah, you got to be dodging and darting around the security.
We had no security. He just ran around us and then ran away on the open field.
Okay, so I'm on the exhibitionism wiki.
What about this? What if they just want to get a bit of air through your junk?
So it's just the exposure.
Because have you,
they just need to shower? Is that what you're saying?
No, I got out of the shower the other day and then walked. There was a nice breeze blowing through my house.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it like went into my asshole.
And it was good?
It felt unbelievable. I reckon that's why nudists do a lot of the nude. Like, it does feel nice to be nude, I think.
Dude,
I would never do it because I don't like society. Also, I get freaked out by naked bodies.
Yeah.
But like,
I agree that the cost of people seeing you nude and the social shame around being a pervert would not even come close to the positives. Or it would be much bigger.
Yeah, totally.
Than the wind feeling that
you're
describing.
But in the privacy of my own home.
I mean, totally. And that could be, you know, that's a one percenter. If it's sexually gratifying, like 60%. But then the shame is 60%. You wouldn't do it. But maybe the 1% of, you
gets
know, you're like the wind
line.
On your ass, that gets you over the line.
The other thing is, it tickles my balls.
Totally. So, this says, when exhibitionistic sexual interest is acted on with a non-consenting person or interferes with a person's quality of life, it can be diagnosed as exhibitionistic disorder. So, that's the disorder of people who like flashing people non-consensually.
Does this count as having sex in public?
No.
Oh.
Oh, yes, I suppose if the reason you were doing it was so someone non-consenting would see.
Right.
Which I don't think most people who do that, it is that. I think it's maybe the risk of someone
seeing.
The thrill
of getting caught.
Yeah, I think that's a bit different. But, you know, maybe related. So the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, states that the highest possible prevalence for exhibitionistic disorder in men is 2 to 4%. So that's just a bit interesting. 2 to 4%
of people
are flashers.
2 to 4?
Yeah. So you have at least 100 mates.
I don't know about
that. Close mates. People you know.
I would know 100 people.
Men
easily.
You know.
Yes.
Totally.
I would know 100 men.
200 maybe even.
Oh, you reckon I know 200 men?
You know, casually.
Imagine if I could get them all in a room together.
Boys, I've got a plan. The plan is to find out which fucking one or two of you are sick.
There should be 12 of you here if I got 200.
Pull down your pants. I will see which one of you is not wearing undies, and we're all going to look at your dick, and we all consent. Your worst fear. You like non-consensual exhibitionism. Well, we're all going to fucking love it, mate. Your worst nightmare. That's how to maybe
dude, that's maybe how they did it.
I don't know. The psychologists
do you reckon it would be easier to get all you, the male people you know in a room? It would be so much easier than trying to get all the female people you know.
Why? Because they'd think something sus was up if you
the women sent would a know in a heartbeat.
That what, you had some sort of flashing intervention?
No, that plans? Would be like, this is not, whatever it is, it's not worth us going. Because if I'm like, hey, I'm getting all the women I know together for it, like, yeah. They'd be like, what, no.
Totally. Whereas you think all the men would be curious?
The men would be like, yeah, it would be a pretty good time.
This sounds awesome. 200 of us. Fine.
200, that's
we're going to take over.
What's that even going to look like?
I'd go.
Yeah, I'd go.
If I got that invite, it was just some guy I met at uni or something being like, oh, mate. It's been a while, but I'm trying to get every guy I know in a room. I'd be like, I'm there. When is it? Yeah, I'm getting a vibe that it's going to be a survey. Love that. Maybe we're going to fucking storm something. I love that also.
Yeah, it could be a survey. I would be like, we're marching. This is some kind of like rallying the troops or something.
I don't know what your beliefs are now. I haven't seen you in a while, but I would love to find out. Exactly. But then, oh, okay, so 2% of women and 4% of men admitted to becoming sexually aroused from the exposure of their genitals to a stranger. That was a Swedish survey, so who knows whether that's...
They might be higher.
Yeah, exactly. Because I suppose, I think maybe it would be linked to, and this is just a theory, in a society, how much of your body is on show. Because I feel like colder climates, you don't see much of someone's body day to day because they're all wearing coats and everything.
That's so true.
So seeing it would become more naughty to see a bit of nudity. Whereas in Brazil or some shit, it's like all their asses are out anyway. They're walking around.
I know
around.
A guy from Iceland and yeah. He says that...
Pervert.
He's a pervert, yeah. But he said it's like it is because you see so little of everyone's bodies
yeah.
That it's crazy what like turns you on.
And what do you mean?
Like he's
like the knees.
Like the neck is a bit more sexual.
The neck
and
is
like,
more sexual.
Well, like the crevice. So it's like if you see like down.
Hang
especially
on.
Like
I said, yeah. What's that?
No, the bit under the neck. Oh. Like especially like the front for a woman.
Wow.
Like that's a bit more exciting. He also said it's like
normal.
So there's like a normal. I mean, of course that is an attractive bit, but it's like the more you see.
No, I mean it's
like,
normal to see. It's not that.
Oh yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah. But also like you go out. When you're young or whatever, whenever, and if you go to a nightclub and you pick someone up,
yes,
then it's like this weird thing.
A lottery.
You got to take your clothes. Everyone's wearing so many clothes.
Yeah.
God. What are they going to look like?
Right. So you don't know what their kind of body shape is.
You don't really know what their body shape
is.
Because everyone's wearing these huge coats.
So it's not indoors.
They look like the Michelin men.
They still have to wear coats.
It's like minus 25 degrees.
No, indoors. You know, those European, I've never been to Iceland, but I've been to Scandinavia and they have very good heating systems and they all kind of take their coats off.
But what, down to normal clothing?
Oh, still maybe more.
A few jackets.
You get a sense of someone's body type is my point.
Okay.
But maybe not as much. And
he might have been lying to me.
I reckon, no, I think the point you're making is still correct. Maybe just not to the degree you were saying. I reckon it would be a more face-based sexuality culture.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, which I'm behind.
I feel like I'm more face-based.
Yeah.
Anyway, go back to the
me
flashing.
Too. But, well, I suppose the thing there is men twice as likely as women. Based on that survey, to be sexually aroused by the exposing their genitals to a stranger. And so this is then what I was talking about. A research team asked a sample of 185 exhibitionists. So they're saying how they did it and everything. How would you have preferred a person to react if you were to expose your privates to him or her? The most common response was 35% of people said would want to have sexual intercourse.
Right.
So 35% of them want, like they want someone to turn around and be like, woo!
But can we look at this question they've asked here?
Yeah.
What is it? It's like...
How would you have preferred a person to react if you were to expose your parts to them?
Totally. So I don't reckon they're going in with it. I think that question is like, what's the best case thing that could happen?
Yeah.
Someone turns around and say, oh my God, beautiful. Absolutely lovely.
But that's
top level
but
of
that's
what
not
could
someone
happen.
Who gets off on the humiliation because their favorite thing would be they'd want the disgust.
But is that the only two?
No. So we've got more.
Okay.
So 35% say would want to have sexual intercourse. That's the top answer. Followed by no reaction necessary at all.
Wow.
20%.
What?
So I have misrepresented this a little bit. But not so much because a bunch of the other ones are positive too. So we've got 35% wants to have sex. So it's just like, flash, now.
Let's which have is sex crazy. Right now.
Which, when does that happen? No reaction necessary. Those people open, whatever. They don't care. 15% to show their privates also.
Oh, so they say...
A flashback.
I raise you. Yeah, what exactly. I've got here.
Very interesting. Which, you know...
I wonder if that happens.
I reckon that has happened when people are like in other buildings or something. I've heard,
dude. Yes, you know yes, yes. Across
two windows.
Go, yeah.
You know, a bit of a flash, and then
I would do
flash.
That window to window.
Yeah, I feel like
you
that's
feel so far removed.
Exactly, it's a bit kind of an idea more than a just in a park. Like, yeah, there we go.
What do you think of that?
Just 2 meters away so from these, each other.
And then is there another?
Well, there's two more.
Yeah.
Oh no, there's a bunch more. Admiration, 14%. So that's just a general. Oh my lord.
So would a thumbs up be good enough?
No, hey. That's not admiring. I think. Like,
oh, if you go
the chef's kiss,
not bad.
Wow. Exactly. Any reaction, 12%. So that's similar to like, so 30% is like no reaction necessary at all, plus any reaction. So that's like the same thing. I don't know. But that's, I suppose, they want a reaction of some kind. They want them to have clocked it. Only very few exhibitionists chose anger and disgust, 3.8%.
Okay.
Or fear, 0.5%.
Fear.
Fear is crazy.
Is there
that's
one on
psychopathic.
The, just wanting to feel something. That might be no.
That's, they want to feel like a big boy. They want to feel like a king.
But
that
wait,
people
no.
Fear.
If we go back to 35%,
yeah.
We want no reaction.
No, that was 20%.
That could be.
Oh, no, sorry, but 32 all up. But if you combine any reaction and no reaction necessary at all, those are the people who are not fussed. They're easy. They get it. It's a tough world out there. I'm flashing my dick. I
I'm
can't
doing
expect
my
a very specific
it's,
thing.
You know, it's a rat
you
race.
Know,
we live in the
hope
city.
I don't want to too much about what I want. It's like, you know, it's going to take all, come all served.
But maybe the 20%, to go back to my original point, just want to feel a bit of like the cold air. They don't want a reaction. Maybe that's what they're doing.
It's very
for.
Strange that didn't come up in this.
And is this all men?
It doesn't say.
Okay. Because it could be...
I reckon not because
other
it says,
genders.
Him or her, but then it could be gay men and just be men. Anyway, point is, that's potentially what the guy in Jeans West wanted.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of similar to me. My first reaction and first assumption is that he wants these women to find this and feel disgusted.
I think that's got to be it for sure.
But that was my instinct with these flashes and I was wrong. I think the actual answer is he wants people to be like, this is awesome. Who did this? What kind of bloody legend did this? I need to find this guy and suck him off.
Dude, imagine someone like re-engineering their way to a date from finding the cum. This is the best cum I've ever seen.
We're having Jared.
Who did this?
We're having Jared on the next episode.
Yeah.
And Jared McGowan. And he had a friend who I met briefly who catfished... his girlfriend. So he...
And that's how they got together?
Yeah.
No.
So sometimes these weird kind of things work. I think the coming on the pants is too far. I mean, so is catfishing.
Look, I draw a line there. I think it's a bit much. Call me crazy. I think
that's
it's a
I
bit much.
The
I said, yeah. They said, do you know anything about this? I said, officer, no. But it's a bit much,
and
isn't
if
it?
You ask me, I know you didn't ask for my opinion, copper, but officer, I'll share it. I think this... You look to your left, you look to your right. Make sure no one's listening. It's a bit much.
Do you need me to come down to the station to repeat that?
I'll
I can
on,
write it down.
Right.
I'll go on.
You're just mouthing it into the CCTV.
Turn the little
camera.
Turn the tape player on right now.
So you're not taking any notes.
It's a bit much.
It's definitely a bit much. He had a friend though, Jared, where he went on Tinder and instead of having his profile photo as his face, which most people do, he picked like a male model from Sweden, I think it was.
Oh.
Two shout outs to Sweden in this episode. And basically, he matched with this girl. They were chatting. They met at a pub. The girl shows up. She's like, oh, what? You're Rodney? You know, you're not anything like you. You don't look like you said you did. And he just said, oh, yeah, sorry, it was a joke. And then they had some beers anyway and hit it off.
Okay, so it was light catfishing.
Well, I mean,
I guess there's a
not
spectrum
really.
Of it.
That's it's full catfishing. I mean, he admitted it quickly. I suppose that is the lie.
But he also went on the date with her.
Yeah, so yeah,
as opposed to the Casey Donovan situation, which went for like who knows how long, and then they start paying money and like.
Oh my god! My girlfriend showed me. Was listening to a podcast and showed me a story about some woman who was catfishing her cousin.
What?
Who? Well, her like second cousin or something.
Oh, it's fine then.
That's hilarious. That's actually quite frankly hilarious. Cousin, bit much.
Bit
second
much.
Cousin, what's removed?
Play on.
The removing is like, the catfish, fuck up their life, who cares really? I don't really mind. And not only, I suppose, was pretending to be a sexual partner, but then I think was as part, you know, they always have an excuse for why they can't get in touch, why they can't Zoom, you know.
I can't get on Zoom, oh my God, my webcam's broken.
I think the excuse every time, and maybe every time the person wanted to leave because, you know, they wouldn't meet up with them, the excuse was, oh my God, I'm in hospital, right? I'm sick. Please come back. I need your help. This is, I need you now more than ever.
Wow.
But then to justify the hospital stuff, the catfisher impersonated doctors and stuff. So apparently this person had like all up over years, 60 different characters and voices and stuff, like email addresses being like, I'm the doctor at this hospital.
Getting
like,
on Saturday Night Live.
Exactly. On the phone being like,
I can do anything. What do you want? Anything. I can actually do anything. What do you want? This job actually probably pays less than what I've been earning.
60, yeah. I get so little from this catfish. Every now and then she sends through $10, but I'm SNL level. Probably has the most reps of any kind of
impression. Dude, absolutely.
And the highest stakes as well.
Well, they used to get everyone from UCB. That used to be the pathway. Now they should look into catfishes.
I mean, maybe that's a good way to catch catfishes. Because I reckon the...
Improv classes.
Yeah, the percentage of catfishers who are doing voices that would then go, I've got something here, and then sign up to do improv would be pretty high.
I'm a great performer. You know who should catfish? Because it's actually... that, or they should say the greatest character would be taxi drivers.
Mm.
Work crazy hours, always have time to be on the phone, but can't show their face because they're driving. They just have the earpiece in at all times.
What is...
So you cap and why can't you talk? You say, hey, I can talk for 10 hours a day. Can't show you my face because I'm driving the cab.
But that's true. That's not catfishing.
No, I say you wouldn't have to take up cab driving. That would be good for your character. But so that would be a good excuse.
The character should be a cab driver.
Yeah.
But you don't have to
I'm saying if you're already a cab driver,
yeah,
you may as well do it on the side.
As just something to keep you entertained.
Yes.
So you know how...
And potentially drivers, you could make money out of
cab
it.
Cab drivers are often on the phone. And yeah. My assumption is that that's... They're often chatting to other cab drivers, just their mates, right?
Mates, so
just
like staying awake, the time. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just having a bit of a chat every now and then. And they're like on the line, but they're not talking consistently. But every now and then you'll hear them like...
Occasionally just go,
kind of
yeah.
speak to their friend. You're saying that they should be spending that time on phone calls Dude. With women who they're lying to.
Or men.
And telling them that they're a cab driver.
Yes.
Which they are.
Yes.
So they're not lying.
So
about
they're not
that.
Lying, but they say they can't do it.
They're saying they're a hotter.
Hot cab driver. Cab driver. So like, they send a photo of Daniel Radcliffe. Oh, is that me? Oh, my mum's calling me. Oh, should I answer?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to.
Hey, mum.
On the pod.
Hello.
How you going?
Good. Happy Christmas Eve.
Ever been disrespected, taken advantage of, mugged off? Well, if you have, make sure you subscribe to the Mug Off. Come listen. It's fucked up because all the houses there, no one has any imagination. Like everyone has a tennis court, house, yeah. a fucking pool.
Yeah, you fucking... idiots.
I was like, no.
You
like,
guys, what? Imagine a bloody, why aren't you playing ice hockey? Whereas,
like, don't you reckon?
Like you stupid millionaires.
Don't you think poor people are just imagining having a bigger bank account and where they're doing it right?
If I had money, I'd like, they'd legit be like, you know those.
What else do you do?
A ball pit? There'd be a room of it.
Yeah.
And you just get dropped in there and you roll around.
It is strange that the tennis got to be the one sport that people build like a home
well,
place
I think
to play it.
Because you can use a tennis court for a few things.
Like what?
You build like a bowling alley.
Yeah. I mean, that's a classic one because that was in...
That was in There Will Be Blood. He has a bowling alley and they're like, this is the richest guy in the fucking world.
That's a few levels up. You get swimming pool, tennis court, then there's probably like a helicopter pad, then you get bowling alley.
Yes. Fuck. Totally.
And then a theatre room. I've
Oh, I reckon theatres...
I've dated some rich... chicks before and they always had theatre rooms.
What do you mean? They all had a theatre room?
The ones the houses I was in had theatre rooms.
Is it like a proper, is it just like a room where they watch movies?
Yeah, or
is
big projector TV, like the size of this wall.
I like the idea of you sitting down and taking your coke, being like, this ain't my first theatre room.
I date bitches like you all the time.
In fact, I only date women.
What's
like
on?
You.
Home Alone 2? Seen it.
Seen I'm that moving dude. In.
Do they have a popcorn machine?
No, I wish. Oh, I wish. Are you kidding me?
I mean, yeah.
Wish I had popcorn. I was popcorn just thinking about popcorn. Years ago.
I'm just wishing I had popcorn right now.
What sport would you put in your backyard then? You're thinking ball
UFC. Yeah. I want an octagon, baby. Yeah. Just anything different. Yeah, like, it's just the same shit over and over. Like,
the octagon's good. And you, and then if you have kids, you can also lock them in there.
Yeah.
And then they can't get out. Yeah.
I mean, a trampoline with the sides, it's kind of octagon-esque already.
It'd be hard to see that in suburbia, though. Be hard to get in the clinch when you bounce. Yeah.
A lot of issues.
The floor game goes out the window.
I think it's hard to maintain rage while you're like gently bouncing as well.
Well, you're in absolute bliss.
Yeah. Like it just drain out of you, surely.
Maybe
like,
that's what they should do in the UFC instead of like 3-2-1 fight. It should be 3-2-1. Both these guys need a massage. They need to calm down. These guys are scary.
That would be a great option to fight when you start the fight. And like someone's trying to hit you, you could be like, would you like a massage first?
Or just say calming, very calming things. Because often they are taunting each other, which you know helps your opponent because it makes their kind of blood pressure rise, their adrenaline go up, and it makes them more competitive. You should take the opposite approach and be like,
how do you know about this? Did you used to do this to chess opponents or something? Like, what's your frame of reference?
Good luck fighting after that.
Night to L5, bitch.
These guys are psychos, these fighters.
Do ASMR?
They would want to hear was the noise of your teeth falling out of your head as they hit you.
Do you have like a favorite genre of ASMR or a favorite artist?
I don't have a favorite artist. I don't watch it or listen to it too much, but I do get the sensation.
To be honest,
when I watch the ones online, I feel like it's almost like when you see bad stand-up comedy and it's not hitting. It's like you're actually ruining something that I love here.
Yeah,
it's like it's too purposeful. They're trying to evoke the thing. The best one I've listened to is like a fake haircut where you put on headphones and then you can feel like you can just hear them doing clipping around.
That
you
sounds can so
almost
good.
Feel them touching
you
your
like
hair.
It.
I love a haircut.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What?
My favorite one, but is this, I don't know, my algorithm's all over the fucking place, but it spat out at me. There's some Ukrainian guy. I can't speak English.
I think he's Austrian, actually.
Is this a kid?
No, no, no. Around in the 30s.
No.
Some crazy ideas.
No, fucking what
your algorithm, right?
Had a lot to do with Germany.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, he moved to Germany. Yeah.
Big in Germany.
Yeah.
No, he's just this kid that gets he gets massages on like the side of the road in like third world countries, and then like just I don't know, must have it mic'd up and stuff. So he'll just be lying on the like road in India, and someone's like cracking his neck.
Hang on, who's giving him the massages?
Like, just whoever. Because, like, in...
Like, are they a masseuse? What are you talking about?
Yeah, but this is where it gets weird.
I think it's already weird.
Some of the places he goes, it's like barbershop /... I guess chiropractor. And so they'll be like, he'd be in a barber chair and then they just start cracking his neck.
And he travels around the world to do this.
He's filmed and there's like millions and millions of views on it.
So it's him comparing the different strategies of back cracking and kind of chiropractic.
Yeah, but he's got to be like 23. Like he's not even put the labor on the body to deserve as many massages.
You know.
That's what annoys
me. It's basically videos about different cultures and different types of massage, and you're like, this guy doesn't deserve all these massages.
He's never worked out a hard day's work.
Not like me.
Yeah.
I'm having a Mossman burrito every morning.
You know, find a job you love. You never work a day in your life. This guy never worked a day in his life to get the fucking job.
Massage model, that is actually the best job you could ever have.
Mate, I'll send you a link. Like, it's crazy. All he does is just...
You watching this.
Do you know, in Thailand, these people train to become masseuses. What's the plural? What are they?
Masuai.
Masuai? Oh, that's not real.
I think I'll be true.
Fucking wow. You should have seen these boys' faces.
That doesn't sound good at
all. I smell bullshit immediately.
But they don't even, there's no like you apply. It's like you get found out. They're like,
you get discovered.
It's just a vibe. And they're like, you've got, what do you mean?
Oh my God, it's like the Matrix.
That happened to me.
Yeah.
That happened to me with comedy.
No.
Like, you've got it. Oh, I don't know what it is, but you've got it.
Who said that to you?
Well, I have a feeling that Simon Cowell might even get out to Thailand to partake in that that one as well.
Are you nervous for your wedding, Jared?
No, I'm not. I got the two greatest hosts in the world.
Oh, my Lord.
I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Now, you've alluded to paying us for the wedding.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
We don't want to be paid. It's ridiculous. But what if you were going to pay us, what is the amount? How do you intend to
arrange it? Good question.
Because I felt like it was an afterthought. You were just like, I'm fucking paying
you. No, I'll tell you this. I'm paying one of you more than the other.
Okay.
That I know.
I like this wrinkle. That is on performance.
That I definitely know.
Dude, no, not retrospectively. That's crazy.
Maybe it's like, you know how at that ACAB gig when Cambo was running it, you had everyone in the audience had
a champion,
a ping pong ball, and they voted for their favorite act. Oh, sorry, yeah, there were marbles, and they put them in a box. Maybe you give every person at the wedding a marble, and they vote. It's kind of like grilled, you know, when you get a token grilled. And then at the end, based on the proportion of who gets the most marbles, we get paid based on that proportion.
Yeah, it's to be an easy sell. I know it's your special day, Mon. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We're going to do
we're gonna need a couple of jars.
Data collection.
I need 110 marbles.
Dude, 100. Because I'm not coming in with good form. I bombed hosting a wedding a few weeks
ago. That's why I think you're
really bad.
Every time you eat it, you always bounce back.
That
is true. I was due for a bomb because I was undefeated at weddings, always doing very well.
Really?
Yeah, like just hosting and doing speeches, like not preparing anything, just off the cuff riffing.
Wow.
But this got me. It was bad conditions. It's pouring with rain. It's outside. No undercover.
Yeah.
I have a joke about a wedding, which I tried to do.
Yeah.
About, but as I started telling the joke, I realized it's about how I don't like weddings.
Yes.
Yep.
And of course, they're in the mindset of being like, it's their beautiful, happy day. It bombs, it's silence. Ugh. And then I try
What's the bit? Like, what's the thrust of it?
The bit is about kids' table versus adults'
you
table.
You
want to
be on
wedding.
The.
I want to be on
looking
the kids
at that
table.
And being like,
I cannot. Sorry to jump in with a disagreement so early in the tale, but I have seen that bit, and I don't think it's anti-wedding. I think maybe they just didn't laugh because they didn't like it.
You hate the joke.
You hearing this?
The joke.
We're supposed to be a team for this wedding, Tom. And you're already trying to get you're trying to get more money out of it.
No, I think that bit's fun and like nice. About it's just about like an adult who wants to be part of a kids' table.
But no, I think they saw it as negative. Also, the wedding was set up terribly. I was having a crack at the wedding.
Did you have headset?
I had a cordless mic, but it was outside and it was pouring. They had no undercover area.
But where were they then? It's standing in the rain.
It's standing in the rain with umbrellas. Okay. And I'm getting wet.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm bombing, and I tried to save it like a stand-up gig. I'm acknowledging it. I'm being like, this is going fucking terrible.
No.
Maintenance making it so much worse.
You just got to plow through.
And then they also didn't give me the right order of, like, who I was bringing up. So I got names wrong in speeches.
Oh, boy.
It was like, once it finished, I was like, people came up to me, and they were like, you bombed. Because they knew I was a comedian.
Can I ask?
We heard you were funny. That was no good.
Did the people that were doing the speeches, were they getting laughs?
Yeah, more than me. Yeah.
Yes.
But of course they did, because it's like everyone's more engaged.
But yeah, if they didn't, then it would be you're the same as everyone else. But if they did, then you bombed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I expect you to set this was just not set up to do well totally. For an MC. I expect you to set it up quite
What
well.
Do you want?
Low ceiling.
Low ceiling.
Yeah.
Well, it's in a shed.
It's got to be theatre seating.
It's probably a 8-meter shed ceiling.
Will everyone be standing
8 meters,
in that shed?
That's too high.
It's big.
That's high. I'm going to lose the last.
Maybe you could like build a little ceiling above you that you can.
But
kinda...
it's metal. That'll bounce around.
Look, you're up against it.
Is
I'm not
everyone going to be sitting or standing?
Sitting.
Sitting there sitting, at tables.
And we're expecting a La Nina summer, so it could be rain on a tin roof.
Could be rain on. That would be quite easy.
No, but that'll be nice for the regardless of us. That's a bit of fun for the wedding.
It's a bit of fun.
But what about not regardless of us? What about focusing on us?
What about regarding
it?
Can we get a screen?
Or
is that too much to ask for?
Oh, you know, I'm already 30 grand in debt. What's another two?
30, is that it? 30 grand?
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's great.
Yeah, for a free venue, but
yeah.
Not great.
Is it all out of your pocket or are parents kicking in?
I'd rather not disclose.
What if... That's so funny. That's parents kicking in. That's parents kicking in for sure. What are we talking about?
They're paying the whole thing.
I'd rather not disclose that I've got the whole thing on my back. And I'm doing it.
You should have just lied. You said, no,
I'd rather not disclose.
No comment, thank you.
No comment.
I plead the fifth withdrawal from my parents' bank account.
Now that's funny. Guess who's getting paid?
No, I've got some stuff. I've got some stuff I'm working on.
Is there
on
a wall if I brought a like a projector?
A projector.
Yeah.
There is a wall.
There is a wall.
Mm. There is a wall.
Yeah.
But do you have a projector?
No, but I'm going to buy one.
Dude, we can't lose. We're not getting paid, or maybe you're going to have to get paid to pay for the projector.
No. It's not just for this, just for my own purposes.
Yes.
For ACAB or whatever.
Yeah.
Can I ask what specifically is the role of the MC? Because you've done it before. I've done speeches, but I don't know if I've seen it. Like, they'll do introduction at the beginning, maybe even a story, some thoughts, and then they're introducing acts.
Well, I've been to enough bad weddings that this is going to run like a fucking military operation.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be quick.
Okay.
So you guys will have like your time to screw around.
Okay.
And then it's two speeches each side of the family.
Will you give
people
the light? Okay.
I'm not going to give anyone the light, but it's like going
to
be
encouraged to not.
Is anyone funny doing speeches?
No.
Mm. Oh.
So, no, you're not going to get blown out of the water like last time. He sunk my battleship.
And then are we going to do it together, or are we doing
We
haven't discussed it.
Yeah. I think we do it together.
I think it's funnier to do it together.
I think doing it together tuxedos is pretty good. Totally.
Oh, dude, yeah.
We need something matching physically beyond the suits.
Dude, I think we have to do a rehearsal.
Oh, absolutely. And we need, this is getting administrative here. We simply need to start a Google Doc
of joke ideas.
Yeah,
and just I would like it to be like an Oscars type. I don't want it to be too roasty.
Yes.
But I would like it to be like.
This is keep
I want
it
to be quite
Google
show,
Doc.
Bit show busy.
You want to go Billy Crystal, blackface.
Yes.
Someone's got to do blackface, baby.
So Tom does blackface. Whoever does blackface gets paid more.
Are we doing that Marvel thing with the blackface? That could hurt me, I feel like.
I don't know. You don't know my family. I reckon that could go pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll start the group. We won't include him on that.
So a few roast jokes and then into just kind of more general kind of wedding.
No, because I don't want to roast Mon.
No.
But I don't know where. I don't want it to be focusing on Jared.
No, totally. Oh, look, I think as the men, I mean, we shouldn't discuss this in front of here.
No, sure.
You get a few roasts in, but yeah, too much and it gets kind of boring and the families are like, hang on. But
hey,
yeah, you get a few.
Yeah.
Like any kind of, do you have a best man doing a speech?
No.
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 So I mean.
Brother doing a speech?
No.
Who in your?
Yes.
No.
Interesting. So we're playing a bit of the role of
neither of my parents are. I got one auntie that wants to talk.
What?
And then
is this auntie that wants to
talk? She's
got some auntie.
She's chatty.
I'm gonna sell some Tupperware.
She's like, the vaccine is not real.
We're in a farm, it's natural.
Will everyone be vaccinated?
Good question.
Yeah.
I'd rather not discuss. I don't think so. Because I got a few crazy, well, not even.
Because there were anti-vaxxers at the wedding.
I would say free thinkers. That I love personally, dear friends.
Mm.
So, yeah, I want them to come.
When we were boxing the other day, Koshin told me it's rocked my world just about my footwork when I throw my cross.
Yes.
And dear Lord, I've just been thinking about it 24/7. You know when someone just says one thing about you and they're like, they might be like, oh, you never commit to anything and it just stays with you forever.
Oof. We've all got that coming.
I'm not sleeping properly. I'm just thinking about how I throw this right across.
That's a pretty good one to have, though.
What?
Of all the like reflections that really resonate is that you don't kind of jab correctly.
I'm sure there were more. I'm sure that was just surface level.
Do you have anything that like legitimately haunts you that you think back and you're like, oh, like that? Do you have any of those? Sometimes I'll be in the shower and
embarrassing moments.
Yeah, but like they still haunt you.
Have I ever told you about the hermit crab?
No, I'd love to hear it.
Well,
already funny.
Crab. This is just an image that has always haunted me, and it was particularly bad for like a few years after it happened. But still, when I think about it, it kind of gives me shivers.
Yes,
I used to work with this guy. I basically worked at this website, Hot Frog, which I've told you about before.
Yeah,
lots of backpackers and like young people working there doing data entry, basically. And there was this British guy who was like maybe 30 at the time. I was like 21. And he was kind of like the character of the office. And he took me and a few friends one day. He was like trying to be quirky and crazy. He's like, I'm going to buy a hermit crab for the office. It's going to be crazy. I'm going to have a hermit crab. God. So he goes to a pet store in Westfield near work. And he buys like, he spent like $200 on like a fucking enclosure for it.
Sands.
All that shit. Exactly. But they put it all together for him. Little hermit crab in there. Brings it back at his desk. He's like telling everyone, oh, check it out. I've got a hermit crab. He's loving the attention. We're like, oh, this guy's crazy. Then he gets the hermit crab because he's like run out of stuff to do to show off about the hermit crab. He gets it and he gets his fingers on the crab.
No, fingers
on the shell and like slowly is pulling the crab out of its shell.
No.
Isn't that wrong?
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, no. And he's like doing it. And he wasn't being like, he wasn't yoinking it. He was slowly just applying the right amount of pressure for it to come out. And basically it came out and I saw the back of a hermit crab. So the front of a hermit crab, it's all quite like, it's crustacean-y kind of like hard shell, like we're familiar with the crab. Yeah. The back is like translucent. It's like see-through. You can see its veins and the back of, it's like a weird hook.
Well, it would never see sun.
It never sees anything. It's in a fucking...
Why did he do so that, Tom?
Just to see.
And he made you lick this. That's fucked up. He made you lick the back of it.
But I feel like that is like, then fucking put that on your
face. Oh, give it a lick. Come on, you're 21, I'm 30. Come on, do
I'm
it.
I'm the big boy. You're a little boy, you fucking...
Yeah, you want to lick grunt. A crab, you want to be a man?
But basically seeing it just represented like a vulnerability.
I hate it.
You know what I mean? Gross.
But can you put it back in?
And then he did put it back in, but just seeing.
But how does it get back in?
The weird. Oh, he just kind of slid the.
But
thing
then,
back
does
in.
Its legs have to get through little holes? Then
no. Because it's they all change the legs shells. Are out the front. They do change shells. That's the whole thing about hermit crabs. As they
it's
get bigger,
a,
they.
It's not a death sentence for it.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
But
great.
It's fucking uncomfortable. And it's weird, and it just something haunts really creepy
you.
About it.
It's haunting me right now.
And like for years, when I was having like genuine joy, I would then think to myself, how could this be ruined?
This is crazy.
And I'd be
I love it.
And I'd be like, oh, it would be ruined if I thought about the crab.
Yeah.
You felt that much guilt about the crab?
No, it wasn't guilt. It was just a freaky, it gave me, it was a feeling, a chilling feeling of seeing the vulnerability of that crab, like the back of it. And it was fucking weird. It was creepy, but it also represented vulnerability or something in a way that kind of gave me chills.
Yeah.
And yeah, every time I had an enjoyment. A joyful
you
experience.
You leveled yourself down with this.
But it was a classic thing that I knew was always there to ruin a good time for me is to think about the crab. And it would change my mood to think about the crab. And still to this day, now I'm pretty immune to the crab. I haven't beaten it. But it's, definitely haunted me.
Like, that was a better answer than anything I could have ever hoped for. That was like poetic and amazing and...
Definitely beats the one I was thinking. I'm not even going to attempt it. The plane is staying.
I
on
think
the
that guy's a jerk for pulling it.
Yeah, me
he
too.
He's a jerk.
Yeah, I think he's a really bad guy.
Mm.
And he shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, he was desperate for attention, that guy.
And did everyone be like, whoa, don't
I think
do
it
that.
Was like only two of us watching at that point. People had started going,
it just gets
leaving.
Worse and worse the more you fucking.
Oh, dude, can you I tell you left. Another thing that's kind of a similar vibe to that of just like people leaving? And people kind of not getting the response they wanted. I was at a 21st once. I don't know if I've told you this. It was like a girl I knew from uni, pretty rich, and the father did a speech because it was the 21st, and it was a bit weird. He had like photos up on the TV of like her in utero, which was strange. Like, and too early.
It's a bit
the,
on the
some
nose.
Of like the child
too early. She didn't have a shell yet.
It's vulnerability, though. It's similar vulnerability. They're similar in my mind. It's like, oh, this is too fresh. It's like, you can't show off too fresh baby at
a
21st.
That's gross.
Don't you think? And, like, it was also one of those things, I don't know if you remember, like, in 21st season, when the people wouldn't listen to the speeches. Like, that always used to really frustrate me. Like, people that, you know, this family have had you in their home. There's fucking, like, 50 people there. You're drinking free booze and, like, you can't shut up for the fucking father's speech.
Yeah,
I really hated that when people would talk through the parents' speeches.
Mm.
So I was doing a bit of shushing. But he was bombing.
This guy's great.
To be fair to the people talking, like, this guy was doing weird slides of, like, babies and shit. Anyway, at the end...
Yeah, I would start talking.
It was
talking.
Also going
It'd
long.
Be so awkward.
Like, people had were listening at the beginning and he was kind of losing them. And he kind of just lost the crowd. But I was listening. And then at the end, he's like... He tries to do this big kind of finale where he's like, and to finish my speech, I love you, baby, to his daughter. I want everyone to come outside and I've got a big gift for, and I won't say her name, but let's say her name's Kate. Kate, out the front, everyone, come with me. And then he walked out into the backyard.
Can we guess what it is? I'm guessing car.
You think it's car or boat.
Boat? He's Hermit on boat.
It's Carr.
It's Carr.
It's Carr. Yeah.
So then, but he leaves, and then the daughter kind of walks after him, like a bit embarrassed looking back, because people are just like, great, now we can keep chatting. They were already kind of chatting.
So they didn't go out.
That's so brutal. Me and one other friend of mine from uni went out. So only two of us out of like 50 go out to the front of this house, and there's a Volkswagen Beetle thing with a big bow on
with
it.
With a bow!
With a bow.
And no one else went
and
out.
And me and my friend and the fucking chick.
Everyone in the house is like, there go the library boys. They love to shush everyone.
Exactly.
Go outside, you creeps.
And then I've got to be there like, oh, woo, what a present. Like, what a great, like I felt like I had to give him what he wanted.
You have to,
he was looking for like, he thought 50 everyone people like, whoa, what a gift. You
dude,
know?
I can't comprehend 50 people not going out there when they're in your house exactly. to celebrate someone's birthday.
The rudeness.
And then someone gives them a car exactly. and they are just like, I'll drink my acai.
To bomb with the car. It would have cost like 20 grand or something.
More.
You reckon?
Way more for a Beetle, yeah.
You think?
For
I mean,
sure.
It was all I remember is the Volkswagen, and it was one of those ones.
The new Beetles they brought out.
I mean, it was, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah, they were like that new ones.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, they're like 40 grand. It's so much money. Fucking hell.
He was really disappointed as well. Like, you could see it just didn't go how he thought it was
going
to go.
Well, he just needed to.
I mean, it was his fault.
He needed to go short of the top.
Yeah.
He should have opened with a new car, to be honest.
Totally. Oh, absolutely.
Is that still working?
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Well, how long are we should wrap up, actually.
Oh, yeah, fair.
How long are we done?
Oh, that's an hour.
Yeah, we should. Any final words, Joe? Mm.
Listen to The Mug Off. Podcast, very good.
Listen to The Mug Off. You guys have got to plug us on The Mug Off.
I'll do it.
Mug Off, that's two G's.
Can we buy? I want to buy advertising on The Mug Off.
I'll speak to my Batuta overlords.
Oh, these fucking guys, yes. Huh?
We need a Batuta advocate.
Do you want to buy advertising on our podcast?
Yeah, I'll do that. That's funny. I definitely could afford it.
Yeah, here we go.
Well, we don't. What's our rate?
What are we charging? Well, a few marbles.
The project it ain't. No, you know, you guys are the best dudes.
Is this the ad?
I'm doing it. I think I'm doing
it.
Can we
record? Actually, cut this. No, can you start right now? Because we'll cut this and play it.
Am I advertising my pod or yours?
No, advertising your pod.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, put this at the beginning.
Ever been disrespected, taken advantage of, mugged off? Well, if you have, make sure you subscribe to The Mug Off. Come listen.
like a perfect read, really.
It's not bad. No. I was hoping, I think from a comedic perspective, that would be a bit worse.
I was like, maybe some tongue-tied moments. Yeah, exactly. But instead it was like, oh, the perfect PR spin.
Professional.
Professional. All right, see you, Jared.
Smell ya.
Podcast has changed my life.
Shane, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be met.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.